If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
Hi, I'm Niamh Kavanagh.
And I'm Gerard Farrelly.
And you're listening to Agony Rants.
Welcome, listener.
I know.
Welcome, welcome to the show where a comedian and a Eurovision winner solve your problems, heal your life.
You can tell you're on your holidays.
Sort you out. Sort you out.
He's very more chilled. Very much more chilled.
I'm very relaxed this week, Niamh. Yeah. I have to say.
You were very highly strung last week.
I was very, Niamh, I was in a dark place.
You were.
I was very, very dark place. Like last shows with Joanne.
I know, that's very sad.
Well, sad, yeah.
Because you and her, like, you're like buddies.
We are buddies. She's my pal.
It's not the last show ever, though.
No, it's just for this, I'm having a mental health break.
But she
now, by a mental health break, like the general definition of a mental health break is like a break before you have a massive breakdown. But I'm actually scheduling time in to have a massive breakdown.
I know,
which is
slightly
very different.
Very, very,
but it's very
responsible of you.
Yeah.
I was thinking that. And I always feel that you're very ahead of the game in that regard.
Yeah. So what I did was I said, I am not working for 2 whole months, right?
Okay.
2 whole months. I'm not, now, I did not tell anybody else that I was not working for 2 whole months. So I am actually working.
I was going to say, how successful have you been at that?
It's the equivalent of like being working in a bank and being like, I'm taking 2 months off, but not requesting the time off.
Yeah. People have opinions about that.
Yeah. So basically like work is now being put in.
Okay.
And I'm furious about it, but there's absolutely no reason. There's no reason that it wouldn't be put in.
No, okay, but I have a question, right?
Go on.
The question is, how much work have you got in? I mean,
work is an issue as far
as
I'm concerned.
But have you got some time clear with no work in it?
Not really.
What's the longest you're going to go without work?
About maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah, but that's long for you. Every time I meet you, you're like double jobbing. Like even half the time you don't even know you're double jobbing.
I know, yeah. I keep making mistakes, Niamh.
No, you don't.
I do. They're serious mistakes. But look, grand.
You're grand.
Do you know what I mean? Look at all those people that were disasters. I'm trying to think of who was like a really, really scatty person.
Lots of people.
Like I'd imagine Bjork. Like I'd imagine Bjork now would struggle to stick to a schedule.
Is that just because she wore a swan dress?
Yeah, but she'd be always...
Are you basing that on that? I mean, this woman is ultra
running
productive.
Around playing the flute.
Yeah, Bjork is very famous for playing the flute.
Well, do you know what I mean?
I don't think I've ever seen a flute.
She'd be always trying to express herself and they'd be like, Bjork, you're being picked up in a half an hour. Get it together, love. I know you want to dress like a swan, but come on. There's a car downstairs. You've got to go and do an interview.
She's ultra...
Get your act together.
Oh my God, she's ultra productive as an artist.
I know, yeah, but I always think that the scatty ones, you know, I always think the ones that are a bit eccentric are a bit, you know...
Right.
They're a bit difficult.
What, like Kate
Not
Bush?
Like me, like I'm like an Kate absolute Bush? Dream. Like, yeah, no, Kate Bush. I'd imagine if you're... Now, I'd imagine if Kate Bush was doing 2FM and she'd be in at 9 o'clock. Do you know what I mean? They'd be in a hotel somewhere, like, picking her off a floor at 10 to 9. Do you know what I mean? Now, Kate, come on. Where's your feathered cardigan? Did you bring it with you, Kate?
Do all the mad ones have feathers? Yeah. Clearly. Yeah, you know, in your head.
It's all, like, feathers and puddles. And,
the second you see a feather, that's it. It's all over.
Or, you know, come on, put your tiara on. Come on, wow. They want to talk to you.
You and I are very different.
You have an album to promote. Come on.
The good thing about July is that there is a sense it's holiday time, even though we are no longer in school.
No.
We don't actually only have to have our holidays in July, but no. We all think of July as a holiday month, don't we?
We do. I've got a busy July.
I thought you were taking July off.
Well, I've got 2 weeks off. Like I go to a wedding this week.
Oh, are you?
Very excited.
Where's this wedding?
My friend Alan and Darren, his partner, my two friends.
Okay.
They're getting married.
Lovely.
They're from Ireland. They get married in Vancouver because difficult. They like to be difficult. Don't like to make it easy.
What's their link in Vancouver?
Oh, they live there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's not difficult. They live there.
Yeah, I know. It's their home.
How long have they lived there?
I don't know. 5 years.
So they're making all the family and friends come over to Vancouver.
Yeah.
And how many is that?
I don't know.
like a whole pain? Are they getting are they getting sponsored by a like some sort of
they're doing a collab.
Isn't it funny now? You know, you can't get just married down the local church anymore or the local office or whatever. No?
I always think there's nothing more annoying than getting married from the place where you're from.
Why?
Because you'd have all the neighbours rubbernecking. They'd all be coming in for like sausage roll or something when you're trying to get your rollers in. I mean, I haven't been to a classy wedding, but like, do you know what I mean? Like, they're all coming in wanting a sausage sandwich and you're like, I'm trying to put me bouquet together. Like, you know.
For all the times you got married, like.
I know, I wouldn't get married.
No, I know that.
I would get married. I believe in the institution of marriage.
I'm sure your partner's very pleased to hear
this. I wouldn't have a wedding though.
Okay, so you just go get married.
Oh, I'd sign a form.
Well, that's all it is.
Yeah, that's what I do. If they said to me, your partner isn't terminally ill, Garrett, and if you want to avoid inheritance tax, you need to sign a form. I'd sign the form.
So you'd have the form ready for that?
Wouldn't even think about it. I was like, I will take that Yaris and I will not pay inheritance tax on it.
What year is the Yaris?
I don't know. It's 2015.
Good car.
Yeah. Oh, listen, you get $4,000 for that cash on the table.
Well, I would have to say, as the one in the room that has been married, right?
No, but Niamh, you didn't do like yours was not the traditional wedding.
No, it really wasn't. It was. We got married in Newry Town Hall. Right?
Very, very not traditional.
Newry Town Hall.
And nobody's dream.
We were in Ballymiscannon Hotel, which is where we had the reception. Right. And the reason for that is I'm from Dublin. He's from Carrickfergus. So we met in the middle.
We split the difference.
Absolutely. So we made everybody travel about the same. Right. Okay. And the thing is, the reason we got married in Newry Town Hall is because we couldn't get married in a church because he's divorced. And not only that, he's a dirty divorced Protestant, so there was a whole different thing, and they wanted to meet
pet
him
name from coming out there.
Yeah, yes, I that is not new. Everybody knows to say that, but you know the thing is, he was divorced, and so therefore we couldn't get married in the church. So we got married in Newry Town Hall because it was just easier, and the timings worked better rather than Dundalk, right? And here's the thing: you had to live in the area for 10 days. In order to get married in the town hall.
You've told this story before and it's very upsetting.
It is a brilliant, brilliant story. It's a brilliant story. Just in case you haven't and you don't remember it, I had to stay in the caravan site in Rostrevor. And my marriage application says Rostrevor. But what I'm saying is we made people travel, but we literally said, come. There was about 40
Just to clarify, you wanted to get married in Newry Town Hall and that meant so much to you.
I had to go down with the caravan.
That you pulled your caravan down to Newry to Rostrevor
and
you lived there for 10 days before your wedding.
I did. And I loved it. It was a lovely time. And the sun was shining. It was September.
I remember. I love the way people say about you that you're the most down to earth Eurovision winner. When in actual fact, you present stories that are so batshit eccentric that if you told a doctor them, they would hospitalise you.
It was practical. There was a practical solution. One of us had to live in the area.
Attention, Agonyrant sisters. I'm on tour. I'm off.
You're never not on tour.
I'm off. I'm off for the summer.
No, you're not.
Sort of off. I'm sort of off. But I don't do big shows.
No big shows.
Very excited about that. But I'm back to doing big shows from September and I will be all around the country in the places that I haven't been already.
Okay. Well, that's clear.
Yeah, so I'm doing like Thurles and Limerick again.
Well, more importantly, where can we get all the information?
GerardFarrelly.com.
And where can we buy the tickets?
On GerardFarrelly.com, but also through a link in my Instagram bio. And they're the ones that have stuff available because some of them are sold out.
Oh, okay. You said that very blasé.
Yeah, some of them. Well, I'm not sure how many are sold out now. I think a lot of the sold out ones have, you know, I think now we're into a struggle.
I don't believe that for a minute.
Baker Street on the 16th of September.
Oh, amazing.
I'm doing Thurles. We're announcing the show soon in Tullamore. And yeah, there's about, I think, maybe 20 days before Christmas and we're putting on a few after.
Amazing.
So yeah, girlfriendly.com.
Buy the ticket.
We are pausing for a moment to remind you that Agony Rants is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Yes, it is.
The home for brilliant podcasts
like
and
ours.
Shows and creativity
yes.
and curiosity.
Oh.
Yeah. So if you would like to support the show, and we would love you to support our show, you can subscribe to Headstuff Plus for as little as €5 a month. A cup of coffee between the two of us, Niamh.
Like a fancy coffee.
That's all it would take.
A fancy coffee.
All it would take for us to be the jewel in the crown of Headstuff.
Yeah. And it's important to us because, you know...
It's important to us. Well, I think we're living in a culture now where you get things for free, but the assumption is that you pay what you think they're worth.
Yeah.
And if you're listening every single week...
I'm a little concerned people don't think we're worth
it. I know, it's very upset, actually. It's a real indictment of our content. Headstuff is the home of lots of brilliant shows.
Yes, it is.
And we would love you to listen to all of them, but mainly us. Do you know what I mean?
Like
dip into the other ones.
We're the entry point.
Yeah, we're the entry point and you stick around the entry point.
Yeah.
But we have a show to cross promote this week. We don't know what it is because we forgot to ask before we did the podcast, but we're not organized people.
Yeah.
But here is a little clip.
Fad Camp is a comedy podcast about the ridiculousness of fad diets and diet culture, hosted by me, Grace Mulvey.
And me, Connor Dowling. If you have a body of any kind, chances are you've crossed paths with at least one of the bizarre diet trends we cover in our show.
And between me and Connor, we have done nearly every fad diet there is.
Juice cleansing.
Fasting.
The potato diet.
Which is actually a real diet, by the way, and we don't recommend it.
So join us as we try to make sense of the madness that is diet culture.
Find Fad Camp everywhere you get your podcasts and make sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Fad Camp Podcast.
So anyway, I'm on my way to the Netherlands very soon. And by the time this comes out, I'll have been in the Netherlands for the weekend. So I can't wait to tell you in the next podcast, because this is one of those really funny things where I have to go on planes, trains and automobiles to get there. It's like a long way to get there.
What are you doing in the Netherlands?
It's a Eurovision festival thing. And, you know, it's a really fun thing. I don't normally do
lot
of these. It's called J'aime la vie. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, but I will be able to pronounce it correctly when I come back.
And so you're going to...
I'm going to sing, but basically an
island.
Which is going to be inhabited with a lot of Eurovision fans. They kind of have a thing, you know, but it'll feel like Mill Street all over again.
Niamh, I'm very nervous about this.
So basically, I get I fly from Dublin and I get in and then I've got to get driven whatever way they have planned for that, about an hour and a half to the harbour, and then I have to get a boat. So it's going to take me all day to get there.
To an island,
which is going
entirely populated by Eurovision fans.
Well, there might be a few more than that. I'll let you know, right?
Maeve.
What? You look concerned.
I am concerned, Maeve, because there's no way off an island.
No, that's true. I'm a good swimmer, though, but an hour and a half is a bit far. I'm not going to lie.
I just think, I mean, Maeve, are we sure of these people? Listen, have they been thoroughly vetted?
I tell you what we'll do. We'll set up a code, right? And, you know, if I don't check in by a certain time, you can come get me.
I'm very concerned.
No, it'll be great. Are you joking?
I hope your agent has vetted this. You've no idea the level of psychos that are out there, Niamh. This could be a, like, let's get Niamh Kavanagh. Like, we'll have it, she'll sing the songs. They will all hunt her for sport.
What, like The Wicker Man?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I never even thought
it could
of that.
It could be, or what was that film? The one about the family? Where she brings the boyfriend home and then they all...
Oh, Get Out.
Get Out.
I've never seen that. It's a horror.
I've never seen it, but it looks horrific.
He looked like he was stuck on that chair.
Imagine that, but he sings In Your Eyes first. It's like In Your Eyes, then Get Out.
No, to be fair, I have to do two gigs, so I'm okay for the first night.
Two gigs.
Yeah, well, the first night...
Who else is on with you, Niamh?
There's quite a few people on, and I can't remember.
Be specific.
No, I can't.
She can't remember. Niamh never looks at a lineup. She knows she's on it. She knows she's getting paid.
What'll happen?
That's all that matters.
I deal with the job in front of me. So I'm thinking to myself, I'm looking forward to going. But you know, the truth is I haven't actually sat down and looked at everything that I'm gonna do.
And have they told you who's on it? So like any of the red flags?
No red flags. Actually, there's quite a lot of people I think I didn't recognise a lot of the names that I would have known from the regular crew. As in, I didn't go, oh, I've worked with them.
Hello, the losers getting a shot.
No, they could be winners. I haven't really checked into them yet. You know, I don't have full Eurovision lore. Stop now. You're going to get me into trouble. Right? Stop that now. You're a bold child. I am looking forward to this. You're not going to take
that
away from me.
It's going to be great. You'll have a great time, Niamh.
I can't wait to tell you all about it. Afterwards.
I can't wait to hear about it. And I hope I hear about it from you and not Sky News.
Well, you should be nicer to me now. If that's the case.
Bring me back a stick of rock, Niamh.
Okay. I doubt there's a rock. Okay, so we have a follow-up and I'm going to give the follow-up first.
Niamh, hit me with the follow-up.
Okay, so, well, I've been listening to your podcast all week to help settle me after the loss of my rescue dog, Daisy.
Oh, 2 weeks Sinead.
Gone tomorrow. Oh my goodness, I'm really sorry.
2 weeks dog. It's just, I can't bear the idea of an animal dying.
I know, me too.
I mean, people write to us all the time about parents dying and, grand.
We're okay with
but
that.
But an animal.
I know. Neither of us can really get to deal with that at all. As a clinical neuroscientist, and someone with an amateur interest in psychology, you and Niamh are amazing.
Thank you.
Your advice is balanced and realistic, and I can imagine. Did she actually say that in a sentence?
She might be on heavy medication after the dog died.
To be fair.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say balanced.
And I can imagine speaking with you in a crisis and coming out with a reassuring plan of action. So yes, a comedian and a Eurovision winner can fix many things. See, that's going to be on our poster now.
That's lovely.
That I have to say, I really appreciate that now because, you know, we are not qualified, but we do.
No business. No. But we're being welcomed by the community of neuroscientists and psychologists.
Yeah, I have to say,
getting the respect
for it's really important to us that we help you.
Well, it's important to Niamh.
Yeah, it is.
Do you know what I mean? I just don't put that pressure on myself.
I know you don't. I'm
aware. I'm not qualified. I offer my thoughts, take or leave.
I'm well aware of the level of interest you have there. Oh, he does protest too much. He really does care. Sometimes he cares more than me.
No, and I do just care. Reminded sometimes him that he hasn't parked his car. What?
Have you forgotten to park your car?
Niamh, I don't have a car.
Oh, that.
I had to scrap me Mini.
Oh, yes.
It's very upsetting. I need to get a car. It's so stressful.
It's very hard.
It's very stressful.
I know someone who has a Yaris.
Do they?
Does he not let you drive?
My boyfriend's gone away for the weekend and I'm going to be driving his Yaris while he's away.
I
always say, he's like, did you take my car? Absolutely not. How dare you?
He'd start making notes of the millimeter.
I have to say,
whoever printed this out didn't include the name, but thank you so much for that.
Sinead. That's
oh,
me.
Like my second name.
Instagram. Is that your second name?
Yeah, Niamh Sinead.
Niamh Sinead. Oh, God. We have some reviews. I'm going to read the reviews to encourage people to leave reviews.
Yes, please leave reviews.
This is from Lloyd, and it says, these two are a hoot. Laughing so hard, my mascara is dripping.
Loving that, Lloyd.
Thank you, Lloyd. This is from Sean. The perfect mix of good conversation, laughter, and heartfelt advice.
Oh, that's us.
More. That's us.
Yeah, I know.
So if you would like to leave us a review, we would be eternally, grateful.
It's very important because otherwise they're going to cancel us.
If they cancel us, Niamh, I will burn this place to the ground.
No, they won't cancel
us. No, they might, Niamh. Things are ropey. We're in danger territory. We're in danger territory.
With the sharks?
No, it's because they're giving out about our Headstuff Plus subscriptions.
We have to get more subscribers.
We don't have many.
I know.
Yeah. Headstuff Plus, it's not about what you get, it's what you give. It's your opportunity to give.
You know, this is like, if you think about it, the equivalent of a cup of coffee, and a bun.
If everybody that listened to us gave us one cup of coffee a month, not even one between us, not even one each.
Okay.
If they paid the equivalent, we would be able to go up there and give the middle finger to everybody in those offices.
We would.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd be able to do that. I'd never do that.
No, she didn't. You'd be nice.
I'd be bringing them brownies.
But I'd say, what's your problem? What's your problem this week?
That's what I'd be doing.
Oh, do you know what I'd love, right? And I know it's better that I don't have it. But if I just ever got a little bit of power. I would wield it like a sword.
I think that we are eternally lucky that you are racked with self-doubt. No, seriously. Otherwise, you would own the world.
Yeah. I'd be like Trump.
Nobody.
Build a wall.
Nobody's like Trump. Are you joking me? You don't have the right skin colour for a start.
No. I have a very white pallor. I don't have that tangerine look.
I suspect if you got the right pan sticker, you would look.
Yeah, I know. I got the right pan sticker and I applied it without care or abandon. Niamh, we have a problem.
Oh, I love problems. Give me a problem.
Dear Niamh and Garode, thank you for your wonderful podcast. I have binged all for the episodes.
I think that's what it is, yeah.
Jesus wept.
Stop giving out.
Okay.
Listen, he's binged all the episodes, a lot of them twice.
A lot of them twice.
So,
okay.
You know, do not. Go on then.
Spell check, for the love of God, spell check. I have a situation going on at the moment, and I was wondering if maybe you might be able to sprinkle some of your wise words on it to help. What okay. a strange turn of phrase.
Come on, bring it on, bring it on.
This is one of your Euro fans.
Why?
Because the broken English in this so far is
move
just...
on, move on.
In 2018, I bought a house close to my parents. It was more than an investment than anything else. I don't live in Ireland, and honestly, I don't have any plan to. I don't know why I bought the house. That sounds like something I do.
Yeah.
I'm buying a house. Why? Stop for a moment. Think it through, Garrod.
It's not the same. You know, it's not the same as buying some random item on Amazon, right? It takes a bit longer.
Do you know what I bought recently on Amazon?
What did you buy?
Absolutely no use for it whatsoever.
Okay, what was it?
But I love it.
What was it?
A mini printer for my phone. It's like it prints, like, you know,
what
those,
does it print?
You know those receipts you get in a taxi?
No way!
Yeah, but so it'll print like little grainy black and white photographs. I absolutely love it. And it's got these templates and everything. So I've been leaving little notes for people. It's the greatest thing.
Wow.
It's the absolute
was it
greatest
dear?
Thing. It was 20 quid.
Ah, for God's sake.
And I bought it, it's shaped like a panda. And I bought it for my niece for her birthday. And then it arrived.
And you never gave it to her?
No, I never gave it to her. I bought her another one.
Oh my God!
It's the best thing, and I've absolutely no use for it. Like I struggle to think of a use that I would have for this, but I carry it everywhere with me.
You love it.
I love it. I'll show it to you before.
Oh,
we go
I can't
home.
Wait to see it. Can't wait to see it.
Okay,
go on anyway.
Where were we?
It's not the same
okay.
as a house, though.
It's not the same as a house. I don't know why I bought the house. I think I just panicked as property prices were going up, and I thought I should buy something just in case.
It's not a bad plan.
I'm lucky. I earn a good salary and my accommodation is paid for while I'm working abroad now. There's a person with smart moves.
Work smart.
My house lay vacant until the pandemic. I was considering moving home and was over and back quite a bit. Then the pandemic hit and my brother decided to move home to be close to my parents. He moved into the house and I charged him a nominal rent. Very nominal. Huge mistake, but we'll press on. Practically nothing. He did a great job looking after my parents when I couldn't, and I'm very grateful. I was happy to let him stay in my place when I couldn't get home. It is now almost 5 years later.
Sorry.
And he is still there paying almost nothing in rent. I don't think I will be coming home and I might sell it, but my parents have said you can't sell it from under your brother.
From under your brother?
You absolutely can.
Yes.
But I also could rent it for a lot more money than I'm getting from him. To give some context, I have a small mortgage on it, and what my brother pays me covers a quarter of that. Now, taking the piss. My brother has a good job, but on top of that, the place really is a mess.
Oh, dear.
When he moved in, it was like a new pin, but now it is a bit of a tip. I get it, there has been a bit of wear and tear, but he recently sent me a message to say that the dishwasher is making a funny noise and it might need to be replaced. He expects me to send him one. I want him out and I don't want a row. What do you think I should do? For the love of God, don't use my real name.
Okay.
Neve, you might notice I've deleted the real name.
Yes, I see that, just to take you out of that situation.
That we had
with. You know.
Yeah.
It's too hard. Okay. I just want to be very clear here. You can't want him out and not have a row. Because they're going to feel hard done by regardless of what you do.
Yeah.
You know, but you are under no obligation to provide your brother
absolutely
accommodation.
Not.
Surely he can move in with your parents. That's the next step. That's the only reason they say you can't sell it out from under them. You are well within your rights to sell the house. It is your house.
Yeah.
And he is not paying his way. You're paying for that house. It's
and he
an
can
investment.
Afford to pay his way.
It's an investment. So why don't you give him the option? Right? Give him the option to actually pay the rent properly if you want to stay there. Or to buy it from you. You can give him time to get himself ready, because if he's got a good job, he surely can get a mortgage. But you want to get the current house price, not what you bought it for.
Absolutely. Market value.
Seriously.
You can be nice.
You can
be nice and give them a bit of a discount if you want to, but you're under no obligation to do this. This is business.
I want to be very clear here. I think the problem is everybody thinks that everybody owes them things. Financially, yeah. This comes back to what I used to say. We need to educate people financially. People are so expectant now. It makes me absolutely crazy. Like, my kids must hate being their parent because I don't think I owe them anything.
No.
Because I've reared them well and they know how to earn their own money. And no. It's not that I don't want to help them, but I think that there's something about earning your own space.
But also, if you give somebody a discount on the rent once, just even for 1 month, you've done a nice thing.
Yeah.
Like, what's happened here is this has run on for years. And do you know what the other thing about this is? And this is what pisses me off, right? He can't have it both ways. And this is what makes me think that you've done a nice thing. And this nice thing that you have done is now the baseline for him. It's just the standard that he expects from you.
Yeah.
Because he is not paying market value.
No.
It's not an actual rental situation. So, but he thinks it is because he said the dishwasher is going to break and I'd like you to pay for it because you're the landlord.
So
if you're the landlord, then you're needs to be the rights. Tenant. Yeah. And if he's going to be the tenant, he needs to pay proper rent.
Yeah, he does. You're right.
You can't have it both ways.
Without a doubt, that is the line you should be taking.
Think of this in terms of a lawnmower.
Yeah.
This man has borrowed your lawnmower and kept it for 5 years. Yeah. You've lent him a lawnmower and he's kept it for five years.
Okay.
So what you do is you ring him or you text him. It's not a big thing. It's like, I need my lawnmower back. Mm-hmm. That's the way you approach this. It's no bigger than that.
No, and it
you're not
be.
Turfing him out in the street.
No, because you're giving him time to find some other option or to buy the house. Or more importantly, he also has your parents. Clearly, you can move in with his parents.
Yeah, if they're so worried about where he lives.
Yeah.
And maybe that's exactly why. Maybe they're saying, you can't turf him out because he's going to come back here.
I know.
But
I understand. You need to get a bit of tough love going here, but also you need to accept a bit of tough love here. You've allowed this happen.
And I'll tell you something else.
And I understand why, but I'm telling you.
If you behave like this is a bad thing.
Oh, they're going to.
And you are
gonna
doing
play
a bad thing and you're apologetic.
No, don't do that.
You are opening yourself up to a world of pain. This is, I lent you my lawnmower. I'd like my lawnmower. I just need to get my lawnmower back.
You're completely right.
You know.
Yeah, no.
And you're welcome for the 5 years that you had my lawnmower.
Yeah.
That's the way you approach it. But if you were like, I'm so sorry to do this and I need the money.
Oh no, they're going
to
be all over that like a cheap suit.
They're just going to make it more difficult. No. Like, you are the one that sets the tone in how you play this. Yeah. Right? And any sort of pushback from your parents or from him is completely out of line.
Agreed. However, we all know that it's difficult when family are involved. And especially, I'll be honest with you, you're away, right?
You're away.
You're away. And so you have the guilt. Clearly your parents need a little assistance. And therefore, he's apparently supplying that. And I say apparently because you say he does.
Well, he hasn't said.
You've said that, you know, he's very helpful and I'm very grateful, right? He did a great job looking after my parents when I couldn't. So is he still looking after them? You know.
Well, that's his business. It's not your job.
You don't have to pay for that for the rest of your life.
To subsidize that. Yeah. I mean, you can certainly give him a break.
You already have.
You've given him a break. And what, like, if you add up what that break has been over 5 years.
Yeah. Hello?
You've been very kind.
Yeah, I think definitely you need to come to terms with the fact that you were away, you couldn't help your parents and your brother stepped in. That's wonderful. You've more than compensated him for that, you know, from a financial point of view. Emotionally, I'm sure you've told him how grateful you are, but that doesn't make you in any way responsible for providing him a home for the rest of his life at this low cost. You did not buy a house for him.
Exactly. And as regards to the dishwasher thing.
Hello.
Your rent is a quarter of my mortgage.
I think
that's
just
all that needs to be
said. Bald, face straight, and say, and
yeah,
you know, and shall we talk about, you know, the wear and tear?
That dishwasher was brand new when it went in there, pal.
Am I your sister or am I your landlord? Because if I'm your landlord, I'm going to come in there and I'm going to show you what you owe me for the damage you've done to my property.
Niamh, now you're talking.
Now, and I'm not going to lie.
Am I your sister or am I your landlord? That's fantastic.
Are you loving this?
Are you
loving
this, Niamh? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all feisty now. And, you know, people think I'm the kind one, but I'm really not.
No, she's
not when it comes to stuff like this.
Vicious,
I think people
heartless,
take
cruel
advantage
woman.
Of that. I just think You need to take yourself out of this emotionally.
Well, what you can do is, the way to qualify this, because if people are saying you can't, you know, if your parents are saying you can't throw your brother out of a house,
yeah,
you know, if you spend a quarter of what you're paying the mortgage, you can say something along the lines of, I am not paying €750 a month for towards his rent.
Yeah.
That is not my job.
But maybe,
but you need to I think what you need to do is you need to show quantify
them
it.
Yeah, you do. You need to actually show them how much money it costs you.
And and he might not be happy about that, but if she's fighting for him in that way, that's the way you have to push back, because what's happening isn't fair. And it was lovely. And I think what you did was very nice.
But a wonderful thing.
But the only mistake you made was that there was no end date on it.
Yeah, you needed to be clear.
There's
about
an
that.
End date on it now.
Oh. If you need hand, Grode's your man here.
I will burn it to the ground.
Weirdly, I'm also in your pocket here, because when it comes to stuff like this, I feel like the way you present this to him is going to be really important.
Yes.
You need to be going in there going, so you justify why I should be actually paying this amount of money for you to live in my
space. Yeah. That's if he pushes back. Now, the other side of this is he could be a very reasonable person, and that you contact him and say, listen, I need to rent it because I need to actually cover the mortgage on it now because my circumstances have changed.
Yeah.
And he could be like, that's absolutely fine. I've had a lovely time. Thank you for
that
where we've been.
Yeah.
The place is an absolute tip. You'll need to get it painted.
Yeah.
you've already been very kind.
More than generous.
And that's the way you have to look at this. You are doing something now that's for yourself.
Yeah.
You've done.
You're entitled.
For him. And you're absolutely entitled to do that.
You're totally entitled. You don't have to subsidize him. And the mammy and daddy will get over it.
Yeah, or if they don't, like, do you know what I mean?
Oh, Jesus, girl.
Like, you don't live with them. Just,
no, I know.
You know.
I know.
Decline a few calls from them, they'll get upset.
I love it when we get all tough love.
I love a bit of tough love.
Normally we have a bit of balance, but we're just totally...
Yeah, I love it when we're on the same page.
I know.
Well, to
be fair, we're often more or less on the same page. You know, it's just our approach of it sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes you let me down a little bit, Niamh. Sometimes you're a little bit...
I'm not as heavy with the wheelie bin as you.
I think your version of tough love is not tough love.
Oh, it is. I just do it with in a way that you don't realise you've had a good slap.
Very rational. Very reasonable, very rational. Not my vibe.
I know.
Do people keep ringing me? I've had 6 phone calls.
Oh.
Somebody better be dead.
Oh my God, if somebody is.
It's an 089 number. I don't know anyone with an 089
you
number.
You don't know them. Okay. All right, so we have another problem. I hope we've helped there, by the way. And we want follow-ups. We love follow-ups.
Oh yeah, send us follow-ups.
Okay, so this is the next problem here.
Okay.
Dear Grode and Niamh, I need some inspiration. My mother-in-law is coming to visit from America for 3 whole weeks.
Oh, geez.
To say I'm up the walls is an understatement. Now we're back in the mother-in-law department. I know Grode is already, the heckles are back up.
Uh-oh.
The heckles are up there, Grode. I see you. This is a terrible thing because I'm going to be somebody's mother-in-law someday, please God.
Jesus Christ, that poor woman.
Or man. Come on. Equal opportunities, mother-in-law, me. I met my...
She's willing her child gay. She's having hairdressers and Eurovision fans lay hands.
Listen, I met my fiancé in Florida in 2020. We were both on holidays there and we clicked and have been together ever since. It's Aww. Never an option for me to move to America. Probably drug-related. No. Cut that out. It's never been an option for me to move to America. I work in a family business, and besides, my fella has an Irish passport. Handy or what? It is very handy. Fair play. We bought a house in Lucan and we're very happy.
There's a sentence I've never heard before.
But the best part is, we are very happy usually means but. There's a but. And here's the but. It's just not what his parents had hoped for him. They are wealthy and have a big house and land. They had different dreams for number one son and they didn't include Lucan. Did they even know Lucan existed? Well, one of them must have been Irish somewhere. Anyway, they hoped he would go into their family business, which is very agricultural, but unfortunately he is a little nerd. Prepares computers to cattle. I'm in love with you. Honestly, fantastic. I'm just dreading the thoughts of this owl bitch coming over and picking apart our lives. But that's what's going to happen. We have both taken 2 weeks off work and then they are going off around Ireland together for the last week. I just don't know what we're going to do with them. Of course, we have things planned, but it's the small stuff I'm dreading. The conversations over dinner, the asking about our plans. I know I'm going to feel like crap by the end of it. I'm open to your suggestions on how to navigate this. I should say they are very polite people and have always been very nice, but his mother can be an old bitch. I've seen her in action. Looking forward to hearing your thoughts. That sentence seems like an oxymoron. He says, I should say they're very polite people and have always been nice, but his mother can be an old bitch. Clearly not to you yet. Are you concerned that this is the moment?
Yeah. What this sounds like is
anticipation of
she's seen this woman in action
and in she doesn't want
various situations, and she knows that if she's spending 2 weeks in her house, at some point she's going to find herself on the other end of it.
Yeah.
I honestly do not know what to tell you to do with this.
I do.
Go on.
I think suck it up for the 2 weeks. Don't get me wrong. Don't accept it. Treat it like do the toddler thing I do, right? Treat the good behaviour, ignore the bad. If she asks you about your plans, be ultra positive about it. Be sure that you and your partner are on the same page.
Yes,
first thing.
That's
before
important.
They come, you and him get a strategy in order. Tell him your concerns about what you're doing, because he may not be aware that you're concerned
the
about this.
The first tactic of a manipulator is divide and conquer.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have to be on the same page. Ironclad, the pair of you.
The two of you need to be sure about what your plans are. You're obviously getting married, so that's a really good thing. I mean, you say you're the future mother-in-law or the fiancé, so you're actually officially engaged. I just was wondering where you're putting that in yourself. But, you know, the thing is, here you are and your future mother-in-law's coming over. You probably spent some time with her, but not a huge amount. So she's probably as nervous about coming over, seeing what's happening. He also has a family business. I want to be very clear here. Your family business conversation doesn't really jibe, because the two of you have a family business, right? You know what I mean? She says that she can't
move. Oh, wait a second, yeah.
So, but he's also part of a family business. Obviously, he's decided to work outside it. So they've already dealt with that.
Okay.
So don't take that on, right? If he's already decided.
Oh, good point.
If he's already decided not to go into the family business, it may not have been their plan, but he's already dealt with that. So don't take that on.
Very good. So you are not the reason he didn't go into their family business.
No.
So if there's anything like that between them, it's nothing to do with you.
You impressed with me?
Niamh.
Yeah, thanks.
Never not, but that was excellent.
Thank you. But that is the point, right? So don't take that on. That's not even a conversation. And make sure that you and your partner are on the same page about that. You don't take that on even, and she may not even have it on you, right? I tell you, the one thing she'd be thinking is you took him away from where they live. That's a hard thing. It is a hard thing, but it's probably not why.
It does sound like some shithole in the middle of Central America.
Yeah, it's probably and you know that that's very...
All about guns in the air.
No, I meant it's all very the family stays together kind of thing.
Oh, right, okay, fair enough.
But there could be guns. Anyway, but the point is, right, you shouldn't take that on. So that's okay. He's already dealt with that work for whatever reason. If he prefers computers, that's up to him to stand his ground on that. And the two of you can be central to that. You should not apologize for your home, because every country, every place lives differently. So don't worry about that either. Just welcome them, tell them how great you are, delighted to see them.
Is there any way they can stay in a hotel?
Yeah, they might probably be thinking the same themselves. No offense to them. Like, you know, listen.
2 weeks is a long time to have someone in your home.
I'm going to tell you, in relation to spending time with your partner, 2 weeks in a year is feck all time to be spending time. You can certainly suck it up and be polite to them for the 2 weeks, but don't allow them to mistreat you in your home. But don't anticipate they're going to do that. Just be sure you and your partner are on the same page. It's nothing worse than getting undermined by your partner, right?
Yeah.
So the thing is, you're already riled and they haven't even come here, right? She's already an old bitch to you.
Yeah.
And they haven't even come, right? So you don't know. And if it's their first time seeing where you live, you're probably nervous about that, but actually they'll probably love it. And you don't accept anything less than that, because if you love it and the both of you are happy there, then that's the way it is.
What parents are looking for
is happiness.
Is how happy is my child?
Yeah. And now sometimes they'll relate that to...
Now they could say, how could he be happy?
Yeah, I know, because...
Even if he is.
To be fair, they're coming from a space where, you know, Americans, they quite often live in a house that's the same size of the estate that we live.
Yeah, and they're wealthy, they have a big house, they've got land, and sure. Like Lucan is, you know, it's a built up area, it's suburban. What I wouldn't have is I wouldn't have too many days when you are idle at home.
Yeah.
Because when you're idle at home, what will happen there is they'll maybe get a bit resentful that you didn't have a plan. They'll be hanging around asking questions. Yeah. You know, as long as they're doing stuff, do stuff so that they're absolutely knackered. They come home and they go straight to bed.
Yeah, but on the other side of that road, I think you want to come and see how someone's living. I want to see how my son is living. Now, to be fair, when I went to see my son in Manchester recently, I stayed in a hotel.
Of course it is, isn't it? Of course it is.
Single boy living on his own. Neither of us needs to go through that trauma.
Absolutely.
Right? We just do whatever. But I came to spend time with them. So the things you're doing should include that. You will have to, you won't be able to stay out all day, every day. That's not a thing.
No.
And so you're going to have to figure out.
You can put them in a canoe or a barge.
Yeah.
And
what about your family? I mean, I don't know. You never, don't mention your family. You know, get them to meet your family unless they're a complete hot mess. But you know what I mean? Just where can, your friends, show them that he's living in an area where he's appreciated and loved. They will accept that. He's already dealt with the job thing. Unless he gave up the family business
now,
to come over to you.
The only thing is, right, that it will be very easy for you to throw the switch in your head this early and go into this as if you're under attack.
Yeah, and you're not.
And you're not.
You're anticipating it. I'm not saying don't be prepared, but the thing is, if you and your partner are on the same page and you know exactly where you're going in your relationship, who cares?
Yeah, it'll
be
fine.
The thing is, they will accept that, I know, as a parent. And if they don't, well, then that's their problem, not yours.
Yeah. The only thing you can take from this is that when this 2 weeks is over, you can revel in the fact that you are at the point where you are furthest away from seeing them again.
Yeah. But actually, you might like them.
Yeah. Now, Niamh always has a note of positivity.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, Niamh, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
This might be brilliant. You might be sad. Might be crying. They're going home. I mean, your partner. Okay, maybe not.
I'd say she will skid in to Dublin Airport and she will throw their cases on the ground.
I think, seriously, it's 2 weeks. It's 2 weeks. You can manage it. As long as you're assured of the love of your partner, you'll be fine. And if you turn into a screaming mess, it's going to be difficult for you and your partner.
Yeah.
So don't do that. Don't do that.
Scream into pillows.
You're already, the two of you can laugh about it in the evening quietly, obviously.
But what I would do is, I would have a plan.
Oh, have a plan between the two of you.
I would know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Schedule the whole 2 weeks.
But
and
also,
you don't have to share it with them. But you can be like, on Tuesday we're going here.
Yeah.
Wednesday we're going here.
Yeah.
This is the plan. So that when they ask it in the morning, what are you doing? It's never a, I don't know.
What do you want to do?
What are you going to do? Are we going to go down to the Penny Hill for dinner? Mm-hmm. No.
The Penny Hill?
Penny Hill.
Yeah. Amazing.
No, that's not what you're doing.
And don't,
you've got plans.
And speak to your partner about how you feel about it. I mean, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
He might
your
have,
mother's an absolute bitch. She's going to be living with us for 2 weeks. How do I deal with this?
Your
L-bat?
Partner has lived with his mother for a long time. He'll have coping mechanisms if she is an L bitch.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Unfortunately, his coping mechanisms were moved to Lucan.
Yes. So. And if that's the case, then that'll sort itself out too.
Exactly.
And you do live in Lucan. You live a long way away. So you will only ever have to deal with that for short periods of time. So you if this is your partner, this is how you're going to set your coping mechanisms for the next how many years you're going to be together, you know.
But this is also a situation where it's first up, best rest.
Without doubt. You set the tone.
Best foot forward here.
All the time.
You know, you it's a long time. 2 weeks is a long time, but it's 2 weeks that your job is to impress.
And remember, every night you go to bed, that's one less day.
Just like in life. Every
you're
night you
one
go to bed,
day closer to getting them back day on that flight.
Niamh, I think we've helped.
I hope we've helped.
Of course we've helped. We absolutely have.
We want follow-ups, though.
We want follow-ups. Let us know how you get on.
Okay.
Let us know when they're coming.
Yeah.
It'd be so funny. Every American couple that I see with a demented Irish girl tagging around behind them. I'm just going to assume that's our letter
writer.
We should
just go to Lucan.
Yeah. Thank you for spending this time with us.
Yeah.
It's been lovely to see you, Niamh.
We love doing
always,
the show, don't we?
As always.
But we need subscribers.
We need subscribers.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of them saying that to us.
I'm unashamed.
How dare they?
I'm unashamed.
So we've to do a campaign.
For the price of a cup of coffee.
For a price of
once a month.
A cup of coffee between the two of us.
Like,
you get 4 hours of entertainment a month.
It's a lot.
Plus the two other episodes that they're getting, which is the bonus episodes, which we have to start.
Well, we have them ready.
The episodes are ready, but they won't really. It's a whole thing. We need more subscribers. Anyway, it's been wonderful to talk to you, Niamh.
You too, my love.
Very excited to record another episode with you in 2 weeks. Oh yeah, I'll be back from Canada next time. Oh, yeah. And you'll probably be dead on that island.
You seem very relaxed about that option, I have to tell you. You don't seem as upset as I was expecting. I'll give you plenty of notice.
I've got a list, Niamh.
You'll have plenty of time to get the laminate sorted.
We shall chat to you next week.
Bye. Bye.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.